Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. Ho, 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 ho. It is Christmas, December 2017.
For those who...
Hanukkah's over.
It's over?
Isn't today the last day of Hanukkah?
Happy Hanukkah, just in case.
Is that when people get the best stuff?
Well, no, you do it for 8 days. In 8 days, I gave my kid a great gift. And then she had Christmas. So Amanda was a winner all the way around. And we have our special guests. We have Mama Leary Edibles, and it's Tony, a.k.a. Tony. And Tony's been in the business for quite a long time, and we have never met, so I'm really, really, really excited. And her daughter, Alicia, is that right?
That's right.
Talk louder in the mic. I'm just teasing. No. It doesn't matter. You're talking to me, honey. And Candace is here.
I'm present. I'm actually in the house.
Candace is
inviting me.
Oh, who said that?
Mama Leary.
Mama Leary. Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm so glad we have a chance to meet. And you do know Candace. You've met a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we love Candace. We wish we could have her here every single week.
Some days I don't.
That's between you
right.
guys.
But... I do love her. Anyhow, I thought this would be a great time to talk about, we're going to talk to Mama Leary about her product. She has an edible company. And Alicia, what are you doing, honey?
I'm a massage therapist, and I practice holistic health utilizing cannabis as my main format.
Oh, wow. We love you. Fabulous.
Mama loves her too.
Hey, you did well,
got
Mama.
The edibles, the massage. This
you
is gonna be a good
great.
Christmas party.
Oh my God, I am so excited.
Home therapy too.
And what is so we're gonna talk about what happened cannabis then and now. And you've been in the business for what, 12 years?
Myself, publicly 12 years. Actually been in the business for almost 50 years. But publicly 12.
Right.
County mostly.
Well, it's certainly a different climate today than it was 10 years ago. Let's just go back 10 years ago when we did this show, I don't remember when, but when they were doing there was so much news. I couldn't get it all because every day there were raids and smash and grabs and busts and cops eating edibles. And I mean, all kind of crazy shit happening.
Right.
And now people, money. But it's
yeah.
right. And it's a little bit different climate now. I mean, you don't...
It's come more corporate. I'm almost kind of sad to see it go a little bit. It's becoming very corporate.
A little bit. A lot.
A lot.
Okay. I'm mortified. Define
corporate.
Define corporate.
Are they giving you health benefits?
No.
No.
No, but there's all these rules, regulations, licenses. You've
but you have to do that. Look, I mean, don't you think that you have to, if we didn't have red lights, people would be crashing into each other. You have to have a basic law. And I think that's what they're going to try and structure, hopefully.
Yeah, but there's also over-regulation.
Over-regulation
right.
on everything.
Or you can flip it. You can just say that you just too much nagging, too much blah, 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 like just mind your business.
You know, this is what makes me the craziest, and I say this all the time, so I repeat myself. Medical cannabis is legal in 29 states, plus Guam. Puerto Rico and D.C., which is District of Columbia, as of April in 2017. Whoever got on after that, I'm not sure. But California was the first to legalize medical cannabis in 1996, and we're still at the bottom of the barrel. Now, who can explain that?
Well, I mean, I think that this is actually our heyday. We've actually been able to do it our own way for 20 years and have fun with it. I think that things are going to change. Everything's going to be on camera. It's not going to be... I mean, you can even see it back in the day. All the dispensaries were, you know, kind of all operating in the gray area. You could smoke at every dispensary. A vendor came with the product. You know, it's like, hey, take a bong rip of it. Try it out.
Okay,
eat an edible. Nowadays, you can't even do that because people have licenses. You know, they don't want to lose their license, but they might still get away with it.
Do you go to Rite Aid and test the wine before you fucking buy it?
That
would
be
awesome.
Yeah, I bet, man, when you're doing a purchase order, you have a meeting and you say, try our new cheese line.
Just
try our new wine line. That's an appropriate thing.
Have you been to Trader Joe's? They offer you samples. samples.
Yeah. No, they don't do it in Rite Aid. They don't do it in Ralph's.
Lunch often.
Costco does it, and the wine store does it.
Well, I'm just saying it's going to change. That's how it was. Now it's a little bit more regulated where you're not supposed to. In the future, every single thing is going to be on camera. If an employee looks like he's taking an edible, they could get in trouble.
My brother worked at a restaurant and everything was on camera.
That's corporate.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was a mom and pop restaurant. He worked there 35 years and they knew who was stealing sausage out of the freezer. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with, that's not corporate. I want to know who's taking my shit. I mean, if I had a company and, listen, there's a lot of people out there that you cannot trust. I know that.
Well, whenever there's money involved, Patty, you have to have trusted people around you. And I noticed that in the industry, people around money.
Trusted people will still jack you.
Yeah. Elliot,
I don't even want to tell your stories. Okay. I have gone through the gauntlet of reps and people.
Friends.
When you put money on the table,
they change.
It's like shit goes out the window. Rules, yeah. they I don't know.
See, I want fingerprints, toe prints, your baby's ID, your husband.
Isn't that coming? Like, aren't you going to have, okay, Candace, when are they going to integrate LiveScan with all this?
Well, I mean, some of this, even though I don't see that yet in the regulations, but I haven't finished reading the whole thing, some cities can still require that on top. Like Santa Ana is asking that the city, that all the employees go through LiveScan, even though the state regulations is only asking that of the managers and the owners so far from what I read. So, I mean, cities can still require it. I mean, it's not a bad thing, though. I mean, they're not saying... Santa Ana, anyways, wasn't saying that you can't ever have had any criminal convictions. They just want to know what you did in the last 4 years.
Exactly. And that's on every anytime you do, although...
Costa Mesa is going to do resumes, that, too. They're going to ask for local...
Have you done a resume, anybody? When you do a resume to apply for a job, they want your last 10 years of what the fuck you've done. And it depends on what kind of job you get. You get fingerprinted and toe printed in your mother's birthday. They don't care.
If you're in the child care industry, you also get live scanned. It's something that's quite...
I was a school teacher.
Normal.
You know,
I had to get live scanned to work at a 5-star resort.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Know. You can do it like at the UPS store. It's not that hard. They just roll your fingers on a little iPad and, you know, and then they just send it to the Federal Bureau and they just pull your criminal record and send it.
Is that like Homeland Security kind of pass? Like if you go...
Sort of, yeah. They're probably similar to their travel pass thing,
that's what
you'd be submitting.
I think there's enough business to go around. I think that if somebody wants to run their business like a corporation, that's their fucking business.
And it'll show if somebody wants, if consumers don't want corporate pot, then they're
you go
lose
to
their
the boutique. There's still boutique clothing stores. That's where I go. I mean, you know, it's all about the choices.
Thank you for saying that, Patty.
What?
Yeah, because I think it will. There'll always be a boutique.
Always.
Well, just like people are reaching now more towards those microbreweries available, they will be looking for more artisanal strains of marijuana because they don't want to smoke something that was grown by Monsanto.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you know, already we kind of have it. You know, people want like the candescent or the THC designs
or the strains CBD.
Or a CBD strain. You know, people are particular to one thing that they found works for them, you know. So I think that there still will be, because like, look at the craft beer market. I mean, people can definitely get things cheaper and more bulk for the price, you know, but people are willing to pay twice as much.
But did
or
it
less,
put
you know?
Anheuser-Busch out of, or Coors, or did it put them out of business? No. It made them better and stronger.
And then later they just buy the company out. And then they're actually, they're both competitors.
But what about when Prohibition first started? An example, I was thinking about this today.
Were you there, baby?
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Come on, tell me the truth.
Okay, me and my buddy were talking the other day, right? And we were comparing it to the new regulation right now. And he was like, you got to get in right now, right in the beginning, before it gets overregulated. It's going to be the same thing like beer, and it's going to flood all the small and mom and pop out. Yeah, there's your small brewery.
What happened in the other states?
You got your Budweiser, your
What happened
Coors
in Colorado?
Whoever else you got.
Did that happen in Colorado? No.
Well, I mean, there's a point when they're going to close the market, when they're going to say, okay, damn, we gave away 1,000 licenses. That's enough, you know. So in that respect, you want to get in early. But then again,
you know, only the strong survive.
It is smart to maybe see what happens with everybody, because they are going to change the regulations a couple of times.
Of course.
People are going to lose money in investing in something that they just changed their minds on. So.
Or they don't know anything about, never learned about. Yeah. People think it's a get-rich-quick scheme, and you know what? It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work. Okay, Tony, tell us exactly what you do and what has changed since you started like 12 years ago from now to now.
Oh, I could even go back further than that.
Go.
Well, the name, a lot of people ask me about the Mama Leary name. The name came from Timothy Leary, the professor of... he invented LSD.
Right. Were you related to him?
And as a young 15-year-old, of course, I got my hands on it, like most of your children will do. But I ended up at his house with his girlfriend, and I was having a bad trip.
Wow.
And he gave me an edible, the very first edible I ever
had. Oh, my God, was from Timothy Leary.
It was from Timothy Leary, and it had the full product in it. It had the seeds, the stems, the bud, everything in it. And I just remember it was like chewing on a hay bale.
That's how we made brownies back then. I made them too like that.
So that was my first introduction to really the marijuana industry. And I remember later, he went to jail for smoking a joint in Laguna, and I never saw him again.
Wow.
Never saw him again.
What a great story.
But I did see him on a video on a bed with John Lennon later on TV many, many years later. So I knew he was okay. So.
Oh.
That's cool. That's a cool way to get your name.
Oh my God, your first edible from Timothy Leary.
Edible was from Timothy Leary.
Helping you through.
My kids joked about it, and they went, "Okay, Mama Leary." And so then the name stuck. And another reason why I got into the business was my age. I would walk into a collective, Patty, like you, and introduce myself. And there was always young men behind the counter.
Or girls. With big tits and tight.
Hadn't gotten to that point yet when
Coochie
I first started. Not yet. And the young man said, "You're perfect." I said, "What do you mean I'm perfect?" He goes, "You're not my business partner and you're not my girlfriend." So that was the beginning of a vendor for me. And then my very first dozen cupcakes was in Tupperware. So it's really evolved, you know, like in the packaging and now the labeling and the testing, and which is all good. It's all good stuff. I'm glad
now,
to see it progress.
Do you sell to dispensaries?
Right now I'm dealing with private clients. I've been on a bit of a sabbatical. I've had two back surgeries.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
This business literally broke my back.
Right, right.
And so I'm just getting back on my feet. But now, Patty, I'm in my 60s and I'm not 35 anymore.
Oh, shit, you're a baby.
I don't want to hustle like I did when I was 35. So actually I'm enjoying a little bit of retirement and a little bit of working. But I have my daughter, Alicia, here with me today, who is in the business, and I'm so willing to help her also.
Alicia,
okay, I have a stupid question.
What?
Why don't you just have Alicia, you... Okay, Mama Leary, right?
Yes, yes, I'm Mama.
You should put... Okay, now this is a dumb question because I don't know the answer, and you're going to say maybe the answer is this, and I'm going to say, okay, duh. Because you're not able to help
us
much, right?
What did you smoke before you came here, honey? That's all I want to know.
Sativa.
Okay.
Before you hurt yourself, right?
Yes.
You were running everything, right?
I was shopping. I was the salesman.
Why don't you
welcome
Alicia
to my world?
Because
she likes to do massages.
Well, I know that, but make massage a part of...
I got married.
Oh.
Well,
no, this
I was
in the
very
beginning.
Well. In the beginning, I was going to massage school.
She was working.
Okay.
I was working
time.
As a waitress, and I honestly didn't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, real talk. I like that.
No,
yeah.
I didn't care. I said that's Mama's business.
Yeah.
Get out and hustle, girl. So, but now
made you tough. That's all.
Now
right.
It's to a point where our businesses are actually colliding, and I don't want to be
excited.
A competition to her. I would actually like to partner up with her.
Oh yeah, partner up. What competition? There,
daughter,
competition makes you stronger and better.
Right.
That's what competition does to people.
Right.
And there really isn't a lot of competition out there. I mean, as far as great products for adults. Kids eat Rice Krispie treats. I'm not sure, and candy.
I took that off my menu, as a matter of fact.
I never did
it. I had that on my menu. I took it off. It's like so much junk food and
sugar.
I
would never, ever did. I never.
Somebody.
Somebody said, "Oh, you should make Rice Krispie treats." I says, "What, do I look like I have a preschool?"
And you know, some of those young boys that we would talk about, we meet in these collectives, they eat three or four for breakfast, which they're not going to be able to do probably in these new collectives. They'd be so blasted by the afternoon eating all the edibles.
So what? So you're not. You're just getting back up, back up and going again. So you haven't really been out there.
No. I have private clients. I'm happy with it. I get people contacting me, which is good. Being public in the business for 12 years, I have people calling me and contacting me all the time. Probably like you, Candace. People calling.
Well, Candace,
you all the time.
You've seen. I mean, we've been through a lot of this together. I mean, remember when we were on first started the show and everybody was getting busted and it was just like one out. I mean, the shows couldn't be long enough because they were all about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely
now
changed.
There's no fucking crime going on. I'm kind of pissed. No, not really.
Well, I'd like to know what happened to a lot of those cases. Personally, I want to know if they actually got prosecuted. Were they dismissed? I would like to know what happened to a lot of those.
Or was it fake news?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have like settled on their cases, you know, took plea bargains and stuff. And like the amount of criminal cases really having to deal with people that are medical patients has really dropped, you know, even. And actually, when I talk to some of the attorneys that handle a lot of cases, you know, I say, hey, how come we don't hear from people? You know, are things really changing? Are they leaving people alone? And he says, you know, they're seeing a lot more DUIs. Cases where
I don't think they're seeing a lot more DUIs. I think they're actually now starting to test people for marijuana. People have been driving.
Are there, you know,
under
prosecuting
the influence of all
cases
kinds of
now?
Things, and now they're actually testing for it. Whereas before they wouldn't test.
It could be.
For
I mean, I see people drive around smoking a lot more, which is okay with me.
I've seen people driving
but
around with bongs in their laps.
Yeah,
you bet.
People are getting a little bit more lax with it. But anyways, the attorneys say that people breaking the guidelines. You know, having pot but having too much, or growing but growing too much, you know. And he says that the stance of the prosecutors has changed in their defense, and they say, you know, everyone smokes pot, you know, I even smoked pot, but you know, there's rules and you have to follow rules. So it's getting harder to defend these people, you know, because everyone does accept it now, but they accept that there's limitations, you know. And if people are going beyond that, you know, and they're driving around with hundreds of pounds, you know,
right,
people are are not being as, you know, okay with it. You know, if they don't have their, they don't have like any kind of paperwork with the state, it's like you had 20 years to get that done, you know. Follow the rules, you know, you could do
right.
it, just follow the rules.
But rules change, just like they did in Colorado. They change.
You have to make an effort, you know, at
well,
least file.
But it's not just filing paperwork.
Bylaws,
filing that paperwork costs a lot of money.
Who?
Yeah, you know,
you
so
about?
Some of
doctors,
these, some of these,
well, if you're driving around hundreds of pounds.
Because
well, I would hope if you're selling hundreds of pounds
that
you can
put
afford
some aside. Yeah, you would hope. You would think.
The licensures.
You would think.
It's all going to change January, we think. I'm not sure.
Okay, so I got a question. Effective January 1st, what happens with doctor recommendations?
And we're going to pick that up.
Well,
when we come back, because I got the hook, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back with our fabulous guests and more Hot Pot topics.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Building a snowman and having lots of fun because we got presents today. On bobtails ring, making spirits bright. We got a good look at old St. Nick because we stayed up late last night. Sing! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle, jingle bells, jingle, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's time to jingle in. Wait for Chris Kringleland. Celebrate this magic time with all my friends and all my fam. Let's light the fireplace, wrap gifts and decorate. Let's do the things we always do around the holidays. Let's pull the sled out so we can have a great time. Take turns pushing each other down the mountainside. Cause all we have to do today is laugh and play while we sing and we jingle all the way.
Jingle bells,
hey.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun is to ride in a
hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. This is our Ho 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 Merry Christmas show. And Steve, I picked out some Christmas songs that I think that you're going to like to put in between the segments. Like they're cannabis Christmas songs. I think there's a Snoop Dogg in there. Anyhow, I found some cute ones. So I figured I walked in this place and my house is a Christmas explosion. I don't know if it's because I'm crazy or what, but literally.
You're crazy.
No, it is.
Just let me say it.
Someone barfed Tree,
it's
Christmas
like
all over
all
her house.
Over. I mean, the outside's lit. I have a live wreath on my door, and I put lights around it. We're the Griswolds. I love it. I think it's, to me, it's all about
it's
spirit.
It's not a marijuana wreath.
Oh, right. Can you imagine how long that would last?
Well.
Yeah, and, wait a minute. Before we get into our intense conversation, they are making marijuana wreaths. It's a custom cannabis wreath. California Cannabis Farm hooked up with a Los Angeles florist to create a limited edition holiday wreath laced with an ounce of marijuana. What a great! It's $400.
I wouldn't be hanging that on my front door.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what
wreaths
a great
are expensive
gift.
To start with. Let me just tell you. So that's not that much. That's really, really cute idea, and I like the whole Christmas like thing.
No, you
like,
could hang it on the inside of your house, so you make sure you smoke all of it.
There you go. There's a couple brands that have come up with cute Christmas ideas, like Candescent. That line has like this cute flight. It's like this leather white long thing. It looks like a box of wine, and it's got an eighth in a glass jar of each of their five. Yeah. Like they have a create, charge. You know, all of their feelings start with
like
a C.
Marijuana advent calendar.
And the bottom, you pull it out, and it's got like papers and lighters and like hemp wicks and stuff like that. It's really cool.
It's Henry's Original. That's the cannabis farm. And Amy Nicole Floral. That's who hooked up. If you pop that in your browser, check it out. Last minute gift. I mean, it looked great. I thought, what a great idea.
I would love that on my door.
There's another company called Flowers on Flowers, if you look at them up on Instagram, and they do that too. They do bouquets, but they'll stick like flowers,
like the whole
urban
stem.
Mm-hmm.
And now what you can do, and this is one of my favorite, Candace is going to poke me. Now you can get your boyfriend's face 3D printed photo on your sex toys. So you could get a dildo with your boyfriend's face on it.
Elliot loves that.
And it's called, and the company that does this is real. I don't make this shit up at all.
What happens when you break up?
You get another one. Hello. You throw it away like you did him. It's called Wobbly Willy. That's the name of the company. Has launched dildos. You'll never miss him or her again.
Is that a hemp product, Patty?
No, this isn't. I'm calling it the Original Dickhead.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay? And I love crazy Christmas stories.
You're crazy.
Okay. Now, I have a few more, and I'll get to them later. But I want to get this fight fired up again. What is going to happen, Candace? Elliot, what was your question?
January 1st, can you go get a doctor's rec?
Yes.
Is it irrelevant to have a doctor's rec on January
2nd? And will
2nd?
It cost $300?
I read that.
Do I need to go run and get a doctor's rec?
If you want to be
by
more,
December 30th.
I was told by the attorney for Bud and Bloom to go ahead and get your medical marijuana recommendation renewed
if
to
you
get
want,
your ID card now.
Yeah, if you want more than an ounce, then you're going to need your rec still.
And it will also make a difference for DUIs. I read some information that if you do not have your medical recommendation and you have marijuana within reach of the vehicle, it can still be considered.
Well, no.
Here's
my question, though.
It's a money grab.
No, but
whereas you do have your medical recommendation, they won't charge you.
Well, no,
you
I
with
have
that.
Here's my question: are they not going to issue recs next year?
They will.
They are, but they're trying to make it more difficult. They're trying to get rid of the virtual doctors. The medical board in California new regulations for doctors, and they really don't want people seeing a doctor for the first time and walking away with a recommendation. They want people to have a relationship.
Well,
they want the doctor to go over their complete history.
How I look
history.
At it is if you're really a sick person and you need medical cannabis, you should be able to get medical cannabis.
Yeah.
These people who
compassionate
just go to the rec
care
and they go to the doctor.
Yeah, right?
You know what?
Well, do you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to push everyone to the adult market because there's going to be more taxes there. So that's why they're trying to make it so that only the truly medically ill and those who are willing to go through a little bit more work
Candace,
are going to be
pushing?
Medical.
Who's pushing people to that market?
Who's fighting
the state,
for the,
you know,
medical
board?
Because it's
have.
Making more money.
I'll tell you my experience
in Colorado
with a collective. I went in as a non-Colorado resident. I could only go downstairs. I was limited to what I could buy, how many grams. I was not allowed to go upstairs if I had a Colorado medical script. And I was taxed more. So this is what I think is going to go on, is that you're going to be limited to what you can buy and be taxed by it if you don't have a medical marijuana script. This is how it was. My experience was in Colorado.
Yep, and that's, you know, how it'll be, especially in the beginning. More people will probably have their medical licenses at first, and there'll be a better selection. Things will be a stronger dosage.
Right.
Also here in California, the freebies, you'll only be able to get freebies on the medical side. And even there, you'll probably see more of like a penny, you know, buy one, get one
for a
penny.
Right.
I have a question. No, this is all about what you're saying. Patient appreciation days.
No. What they're going to allow is for the collectives, the dispensaries. So the dispensaries are the only ones that can give out free product, and it has to go through the track and trace system. So that means that we can sell, you know, and give the discount for a free item in the store. So there is a possibility, though, that we could still do PADs, patient appreciation days, and that, you know, it's just all done in store. And then the vendor will, you know, write off the amount, you know, say we had to discount 12 free pods or whatever, you know, write that off the invoice. So that's how it'll be done. We won't be able to have a back room anymore where they're physically giving the freebies. All freebies have to come from the store, and it has to be like placed in
the packaging. You were never allowed to give freebies away or anything
before.
I've been doing it. What are you talking about?
I know, but there's no regulation.
That will not be allowed anymore. That will not be allowed anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you
this. So it's
going
to have to change where the store gives the freebie, and then you take that money off the invoice. You know, like what the store would owe you, you know, you adjust it.
When are they really
credit them back for the
freebies
or whatever?
When are they really going to go after all the undercover trap shops versus the legit legal shops?
I don't know.
When is there going to be a real estate sweep?
Great question.
I don't think people are just not going to open. Time or resources right away to go around enforcing. But what might happen more quickly is those that get a license could get together and form associations, because
like
they're now legal licensed entities. They can form business associations, and they can go after those collectives civilly for damages and say, you're taking business from me and you don't have a license. So
are
I'm
they
suing
giving
you for
business
millions
license.
Of dollars.
They're giving business license.
Yeah, if you get it, you know, that's what we're talking about is, you know, if you get a license, these
right.
are the rules and stuff. So, I mean, I think I'll see that. Like, if the collective owners were smart in Santa Ana, that's what they would do, you know, to get rid of, you know, they would just sue individually each one of those illegally
operating. How many legal collectives are there in Santa Ana? Do you know?
Illegal ones?
Legal.
Legal ones, 17 are open out of the 20.
Okay, good.
And they're going to give a license for another 10, so they're going to have 30.
Oh, wow. But, hey.
And they're going to go recreational January 1st.
So,
okay.
So, 10...
10 additional licenses.
And they're all, everyone's just recreational?
Well, see, what they want to do is they want to give 30 recreational licenses. I haven't read the ordinance in full, but I think that means that they're going to give the medical ones the option to go recreational, and then they're going to give an additional 10.
I was working for a collective that only wanted to stay with medical. They did not want to go recreational because the clientele differs so much.
Yeah.
And the demand differs so much.
Which collective was that?
This was out in Riverside, Green Cross.
That's cool.
So you're telling me
I wish that
shops only have an option between recreational and medical?
You can do both if you meet certain criteria, which there has to be like a distinct separation. You know, people... You can't get confused. Like, you know, if you come in and you don't know what's what, you know, that's not good.
Or
you
like having two sides.
Two sides,
right.
Two different counters, and everything
upstairs,
has to
downstairs.
Be marked very distinctly, A or M, you know, adult or medical.
Right.
So if they meet that, and if they can have separate accounting, separate reporting, all of that, then they can do both. But they have to have two different licenses. So they'd have to have a medical license, and they have to have a recreational license, and then keep them separate, but they could do that.
Okay.
So Santa Ana in Orange County, Santa Ana is the only place that allows dispensaries, or where else is it opening?
In Orange County, yeah.
Isn't L.A.?
Oh, in L.A., yeah, but Orange County.
I live in Corona, and they will not allow them.
Yeah.
So
a couple people have tried over the years.
Yeah.
And failed miserably.
Yeah.
We're going to keep trying, though.
It's a shame.
We're going to keep changing those laws.
I mean, that's a good area right in the middle of, like, Orange County and all
the Riverside
County.
And the
Inland
Empire is growing. They're building 30,000 homes out there right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they don't need the money then. That's why people get
cities
want the cannabis.
Change. When they start to see the money, like all the money that Santa Ana and all the other cities.
And then more professional positions. Yeah, I think
once they
change.
See the other cities starting to collect the tax revenue, they're going to want a piece of that pie.
Right. And on under 64, the funds would only go to those cities that participated in the program. So if you don't allow commercial cannabis use, then you don't get any of the 64 funds. So there are cities like Riverside and all that that could really use that money.
Absolutely.
Because if you look at Colorado, I mean, they have a surplus, and they're actually doing refunds and stuff in past years for taxpayers there.
That's incredible.
So, Elliot, what do you think, honey? Do you think January is going to... I'm so confused.
My breath is lost because I'm trying to figure out this.
Which way to go?
What is the next city that we go after?
Well, I've heard that Tustin is on the cusp of deciding to allow dispensaries. I think also Garden Grove, you know, they have had a mayor in the past that was very supportive, but he didn't get any back from the rest of the council. But I think that they would be a good city to go after, too, because, I mean, they just don't have a lot of money and they have a lot of problems.
You know how OC Norman made a plan of action to go after Santa Ana and to, like, really make a push over there? Can we discuss that for, like, another city at our next meeting?
It's a lot of work.
I know.
It's a lot of work.
We're not quitters.
But you know what, though? Now that you've done one.
No, we're not quitters.
I know that.
Keep it moving.
No. But you've done one. So isn't it a little bit easier because you know the drill? What would be the difference, right?
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that we worked for a couple years for free, and we ended up making people millionaires. So I don't know if I want to work for a couple more years for free, breaking my heart, breaking my back, and then have people, you know, just become millionaires off of it.
And
you know?
Why can't you charge them?
Well, I mean, if I was to ever do something like that, I would probably only do it like if there was a group of people that wanted to open up in a city and they were going to fund the whole thing, you know, and they were serious about it. But I'm not. I mean, that was 4 years of hundreds of hours a month of free volunteer labor from me and tons and tons
people.
Of Orange County Normal members that were on the street collecting signatures and verifying signatures and
court
stuff.
Support.
Yeah.
I remember standing out in front of the Santa Ana courthouse.
Yeah. So a lot
Lake
of work.
Forest.
Yeah. A lot
you
of work.
You have that on your Facebook page, I think, that page.
Yeah, that old picture.
And I didn't want anyone to see my face because I am always in the background behind the scenes. And you go, why do you have that sign in front of your face? I go, I don't want anyone to see me. Because at that time, if I was working a professional job, I would have lost my job if my boss would have found out I was supportive of the medical marijuana movement.
Yeah.
And that's what reminded me of how we used to skulk around and not tell people that you smoked. You were always afraid you were going to lose your children, lose your job. And it's nice to see that this prohibition's over.
It was all for nothing because, look what they did. They created like this fear.
Well, California is still a state where an employer can choose to fire you for any particular reason. I recently lost my job 2 years ago because of marijuana.
Wait, really?
In California?
Here in California.
Wait, hold on. Okay, so California is a right to work state?
It is not a right to work state.
Oh, okay.
Colorado is.
Okay.
Explain a right to work state. What does that mean?
Well, in California, because they're not a right-to-work state, it means that they can make any decision they want to fire an employee. I was fired for smoking cannabis on my own free time. I did not bring any contraband and or paraphernalia into my business. And all I did was change out of my street clothes into my uniform. And apparently my street clothes smelled so rank of marijuana that they decided to go through my personal effects without my knowledge looking for contraband. And when they didn't find any...
What state was this?
This was here in California, down
what
in
year?
Laguna Beach.
What
this
year?
This was 2 years ago, down January 2015.
They went through your locker, through your clothes?
Without my knowledge. And then because they figured I was smoking on the clock because the smell was so... Pungent.
Oh my God.
They decided to drug test me, and I asked them, I'm like, well, I am a medical marijuana user for a very specific reason, at which they knew I had actually been wheeled out of the property twice in a wheelchair being in crisis. And so I told them that I would test positive for marijuana if they decided to drug test me. And they told me that they would have to relieve me of my position because that company is a drug-free environment. And I asked them, even though I don't use drugs on the clock, I'm not allowed to go home and relieve myself and medicate at my own discretion. And they said, well, we'll have to review your case file. And even after 18 months of employment, and I had no priors, I was relieved of my position.
Where was this?
I won't say.
Well, I wanted to give them a fuck
There's
you.
There's a non-disclosure agreement. We have settled a lawsuit.
I don't care. They're idiots. You can't do that to people. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're sitting and smoking and getting high on the job, that's one thing.
Correct.
I wouldn't want people drinking.
Well,
I mean,
honestly,
I don't want people sitting in my employment and drinking and alcohol. Drinking,
yeah. And I agree
Same
with that.
Same thing.
Yeah, I agree
Same
with that.
Same thing.
Well, the good thing about that incident is it drove me into the market of being a cannabis massage therapist. Mm-hmm. And I'm a full-blown advocate now. I'm not afraid to let the world know that I am a medical user. And
good
that
for
I,
you.
And that I promote it wholeheartedly.
Now, when did you start?
This is the mother-daughter. When did
the mother-daughter team?
She came home from high school. We were living in Colorado. She goes, Mom, some kids are talking about marijuana, because we would always talk every night. And I said, really? I says, gosh, you're 14 now.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now, were you
and
making,
said,
were you doing edibles
you turn
then?
15.
No, she was not.
When you turn 15, I will get you high. Now, I know some parents are going to be real upset. That's almost like child abuse. But my feeling was I wanted her to get high with me first.
Instead
of
getting
a
drunk.
Stranger or at a party. And I did the same thing with alcohol with her. The very first time she drank with her mom. So she would know she was at a party, how it would affect her. And so that was her introduction to marijuana. I was at 15. Mom got her high. I am guilty, but she's 32, professional now.
Have
so
you been in jail or anything?
We're not. We're doing good. My son's
I'll plead
in
the fifth
industry
on that.
Now, too. What was that? Go ahead.
I got into the professionalism of marijuana just about a few years ago. I'd watched my mom be an advocate and work the industry for the
sure.
last 12 years, and it definitely motivated me into digging a little bit deeper on how I could integrate that into my business. And after going to a couple cannabis cups and seeing other massage therapists using topicals to help people relieve their pain, I said, you know what, not only can I do that, but I believe I can do it better.
You know what, we're
and
gonna
that brings us to date
and but we're gonna come right back because I just got the hook again, and we're gonna take a short break, and we're gonna come back with Brianna. You're gonna continue and with your story, and we'll be right back.
We go wild.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. The bluebird here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the middle we can build a snowman and pretend that he's the circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Snowman until the other cuties knock you down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Don't you know the chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in the winter wonderland. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Don't you know it's the chilling? We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in the winter wonderland. Once upon a time in the LBC, Santa came up missing. He was sitting by a tree. His reindeers was near, but they leader wouldn't leave. So I took the lead. Now as we proceed, this ain't for no mistletoe, but you need to listen, y'all. Just in case you didn't know, I call this my Christmas flow. I can take you higher and higher. Chestnuts roast on an open fire. Gone away, think that's what the song says. Gone away, it's the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland, walking in the winter wonderland. Ho, ho,
hey,
ho.
Welcome back, it's Hemp Radio, it's Patty Cakes. I'm here with my fabulous buds, celebrating the holiday season, whatever you are, however you celebrate. Everybody's celebrating something, and it's always a great excuse for us to get together and do a dab, a bowl, a joint, whatever it is that you do.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing before we walked in. I really appreciate
that.
Oh,
my
God. You too,
Candace.
Thank you.
But that's what you have to do because it relaxes you. I mean, isn't it relaxing?
Yes. Or inspirational. That's where the difference is between sativa and indica.
Or motivational.
For me.
It's very motivational for me.
Yeah, the sativa. Yeah. Now, the indica is couch, time.
Depends.
Really.
Sometimes on me, it's who knows. But it's
I'll have to watch.
You'll have to watch. But it's holiday time. So, you know, it's Christmas when some dumb woman yells at a mall, "You're not even real. It's Santa Claus." Well, Santa Claus, yes. Yes. Well, Santa Claus, when little kids are sitting on Santa Claus's lap.
She says, "You're not even real."
Yes. Can you imagine?
Way to ruin it for the kids.
How old was this lady?
Listen, you know what she said? "Do you have a sleigh?" "No, you fucking dickhead." Swear to God, I didn't just say that.
Was this in Florida?
This was, no, I love you,
How
though.
How did you know what I was
this
thinking?
This is in Toronto. She was working at the Dufferin Mall in Toronto. And she says, "You're not magic. You're not even real. I heard about you when I was a young kid." I mean, you got to feel sorry for her because obviously somebody really screwed her at Christmas time. But
She wasn't having a bad trip. No, she was on drugs.
She was escorted out of the mall. But can you imagine your little kids... being in line.
I would hope she was on drugs if she's yelling at Santa Claus in front of children.
Yeah. Okay, I had another Christmas story. Oh my God, this is... Santa-hating pastor rants at children in the North Pole tantrum. This was in Pastor David Grisham, a self-described Christian evangelist. See, you have to watch these people. Mm-hmm. Elliot, what are we talking about?
A Christian evangelist.
Right. Is anybody here a Christian evangelist?
Nope. No. I'm Buddhist.
I'm
Mama Leary's Buddhist.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay, what are you? Everybody safe.
I'm a pagan.
I don't know what that means, but you sound cool.
Okay.
Okay.
I just believe in a higher source, but what's an evangelist?
I don't know.
A crazy person.
Okay. I don't know what any of the things are. I mean... I love that. Anyway, oh shit, where's my story? Oh, this woman, I mean, what was that other story I had? Wait a minute. Oh, the pastor. I wanted to tell you kids today, this was in Pastor David Grissom, and I said that, taunted children and their parents who were waiting for a meeting with Kris Kringle. So obviously they were in a different country. At the Santa Claus house in Alaska, there is a North Pole, Alaska. Did anybody know that? I've been to Alaska twice and I never saw a North Pole.
Oh, that's interesting.
Of course
there's a North Pole. Of course there's a North Pole.
Were you
Alaska.
There?
No.
Do they have like candy canes and stuff like that, like on Elf? Is it like on the movie?
Oh, I'm sure they play it up for like tourism and stuff. I'm sure.
Anyway.
Now I'm going to have to Google it, Patty.
You have to Google. Anything that I say, Google, because I got it on the internet. I wanted to tell you, kid, today that Santa Claus does not exist.
Hey.
I would have punched him. I don't care if he was a pastor. I would have punched him. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I say, too. And he taunted the children and their parents. He, you know, I mean, the man you're going to meet today is a man wearing a suit like a costume, and it's make-believe. It's not real.
Your parents have been telling you
a story that is not true. There are no flying reindeer. Somebody interrupted him, and he says, I'm just telling them the truth. So finally, the parents got him out of there. I mean, he just... bad. He was a bad Santa. We don't like bad Santas. I like good Santas. Do you have any Christmas stories, though? Do you, Candace? Are you guys...
Oh, man.
On your phone?
We're doing social media. We're multitaskers. We're doing the show and doing the media.
No, he's not doing media.
Man, Christmas stories. Just craziness out there. I wish that there was
traffic.
A whole,
Christmas traffic is
whole
crazy
lot more
out there.
Cannabis use, to tell you the truth.
People should start smoking pot. Well, you know, it is crazy because people are rushing around, and I mean, the worst drivers are in Southern California. I don't know about you people where you live. They're probably
you've
there
never
too.
Been to New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico really takes the cake.
Are they bad there too?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I mean. I don't know. This time of the year, it's really, 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 really bad. Did you know you can buy a weed leaf Christmas tree from Walmart?
Shut up.
I saw this ad. Order yours today for free shipping and delivering.
I would imagine plastic.
Can I say something? Everyone knows I love Target, right? But as a professional, dedicated life stoner, I'm really starting to like Walmart. They have the first. Okay, let's rewind it. Remember
press?
The rosin press? And now this?
I think they were going to carry one of Sherry's books, too.
I remember when I saw
unbelievable.
Hemp seeds
I love
at Target.
It.
Yeah.
The first time I saw hemp seeds at Target, I came home. I go, look, you guys, hemp seeds at Target.
I mean, they even, you go to Mother's Market and they carry the CW pharmaceuticals, the Charlotte's Web.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of expensive too. It's like I think like $100 to $200.
But wait a minute,
on the strength.
I've seen a lot of
it's
CBD
crazy.
Product in spas. I'm full spectrum, and so they won't let me put my product in just yet.
My product is full spectrum as well.
Your what?
All my products are full spectrum as well. There's been recent research to support that THC and CBD are actually partners and they heal together. And in fact, that CBD, when it's isolated by itself, wears off in terms of effectiveness over long periods of time. People develop a tolerance to it faster than if they were to take full spectrum medicine.
Oh. Well, we'll never know until they start doing testing. The way that they supposed
to. I'll volunteer. I want to volunteer for judging. I'd love to
me
judge
too.
At a,
me
one
too.
Of these cups. I've
definitely.
Been smoking weed for 50 years. I think I'm real qualified.
You know,
I'm going to throw it out there. I want to be a judge at one of these cups.
Call Tony, a.k.a. Mama Leary.
.com.
Did you guys hear about, this is how easy things are getting, and I'm very excited. Last week in Australia, a 78-year-old woman came out to the world as a successful cannabis grower. The pensioner and medical cannabis. Are we having another conversation
yes,
going
ma'am,
on?
I'm sorry. We're
you
talking.
Can't be doing that because you can. It picks up on the mic. Steve, what are we going to do with these people? I'm sorry, honey.
I'm so unprofessional.
You think that Candace would know better? No, she's the instigator. And she blew my fucking story. Anyway. They gave her a weed license over the telephone. That's what I'm saying. How great was that? In the Australian police. They okayed Granny's weed grow over the phone.
That's a first for me. I don't know how they could qualify it with not seeing it.
In Australia?
Yeah, 78-year-old woman came out to the world. If you people would shut up and listen, you'd hear. As a successful cannabis grower, the pensioner and medical cannabis gardener shared her run-in with the law on Australian television, the Barbara Carlett Show. Anyhow, she wanted to try cannabis in the form of tea and oil to treat her chronic pain, so she started to grow. Now Granny has three flowering plants that are over 2 meters, high. She reported her plants to the police because she was unsure. She had no clue about anything, but she learned how to grow. So, hey, once they budded, they gave her all the information. They said, okay, you're legal.
Instead of granddaddy perps, we got grandma perps.
Yeah, huh? I love it. I thought that was fabulous.
The police are taking it into their own hands to qualify people, you know?
Because they know how stupid it's been. Yeah. I mean, don't you think that cops before, I knew a lot of cops that would just, it was a joke. They just had to do their job.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? I mean, and then there's some stupid ones that went overboard on their job, as you know. What happened in Santa Ana. Did they ever open again?
Oh, I don't think Sky High is back open. They also had another
what
wax on wax.
What do you mean they're
wax?
Not back open? Yes,
are
they
open?
Are. Yeah, they just celebrated their
Where?
Fourth year anniversary.
They're back open
Man,
again?
I got all the text messages and come party.
Where?
And we're open for 24 hours. They didn't even close. They opened for
24
hours.
They're open.
I said, damn, you got 24 hours.
Wow.
Sky High, go see them.
They're like
419 West 17th Street, Santa Ana, California.
They
should
have,
shout
FTP,
out.
Yes.
Like, and their friends.
Yes.
Sure.
Big shout out.
24
You like
hours.
To smoke pot?
Wow.
You can remember 420. Go to 419 West 17th Street, Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what they are? Is 419 West 17th Street?
That's the address. I got it memorized.
Yeah. That's a secret.
That's easy to remember.
It's the secret word. Tell them Hemp Radio sent you, and you'll get a discount.
Everybody gets a discount there. We basically almost free.
That's so amazing how many years we've progressed. I just remember meeting people in garages, meeting people
alleys,
in back
Candace.
Alleys.
The back know, alley smokers.
Yeah,
that's
back
who
alleys,
we were.
You know, in your car, you know, in the dark. What are you getting? You know, you think you're getting an ounce. You get a half ounce, all the seeds in it. And
that stuff's still going on.
I'm sure it is still going on, but at least you can go into a collective now if you want to.
Yeah.
That's not the only way to get it anymore. It's great. Prohibition. I'm glad to hear it. But I think it is going to be a little different. I think it's going to be like Colorado. Like Candace said, two separate. One for recreational,
Bless
one
you,
for
Steve.
Medical.
And then some shops won't even mess with medical, I think. I think eventually they'll be like, nah, we'll just go rec.
Yeah.
You know, because I've
or
seen
vice
some
versa.
That are, yeah. I've seen some like Colorado, they're just like 7-Elevens, you know.
Hey, you know, I read this. This was kind of interesting, and it warmed my heart. Cannabis companies are donating money to the wildfire victims. So I thought that
nice.
Was fabulous. And when will we know how it will affect the cannabis business, Candace? Is there any kind of information?
Well, I mean, I know that they're saying that farms got wiped out and stuff, but I have not seen any.
In the Santa Barbara fire, the Thomas
yeah,
fire,
a lot
or
of
the ones even
up
north,
yeah.
more north than that. But
oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of supply. I've seen freaking Instagram videos of people with like rooms with like thousands of pounds in them that they're like trying to sell and stuff. So
wow,
I heard there
there's
was
no
like
shortage.
There's no shortage.
Oh, good.
No shortage.
Good, good, yeah. good.
And actually, I saw this group in Vegas who actually will take your weed, donate your weed to like the victims in Puerto Rico. Because they actually just had a medical marijuana program that was put into place and about to start, and then they got hit with the hurricanes, and so the patients there have no medicine. So they're either taking the marijuana and trying to sell it or just trying to bring it there to Puerto Rico for them.
Wow.
So if anybody wants to donate, get online and check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to do. This was one of my favorite stories. I live in a condominium association, and people get their packages stolen. I know I had a package stolen one time. But this guy, this is genius. Jeremy Barra designed a device to even the playing field. He was hit 4 times.
Oh, dear.
Packages stolen.
That's sad.
So he was so fed up. He made a blank box which fires 12-gauge shotgun blanks to deter thieves. If you pull up the... everybody has to pull up the video. It's so... hysterical.
So when they go to, like, lift up the package, it goes boom.
It's 12 shotgun blanks, and it's, you see these people scrambling and falling and looking around. It was hysterical.
And it happens that often that he could set up a camera and just watch multiple people try to steal his packages. It's fucking crazy.
And I love it because there's so many stupid people out there.
Our mailman busted somebody in our neighborhood that was, like, following far behind and waiting for him to, like, drop packages and stuff. Like, cars
God.
He was casing the mailman?
Yeah, following them.
Yeah, they follow those
far
UPS
back.
Trucks, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, there's the people out there that don't want to work. I hope they all die, and they're degenerates. That's what I'm saying. You know, I work.
Let me clarify her statement. No. Let me add to that. She's not talking about the people who are unable to work. The people who are fucking dumb and don't want to get the fuck up and work.
Right.
Amen.
I don't mean if you can't work, because there, I know disabled people. I know people that can't work because of various reasons. I also know a lot of people that can work and are able to work, but they're lazy. So those are the ones I have no use for. Don't come asking for money. Anyway, hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Or whatever. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hemp parade.
What else? There's Hanukkah. There's Kwanzaa.
And Yule is
I'm
just
more
around
black
the corner.
Than you.
Yule.
Okay? It's Kwanzaa.
No, I'm more
what
black than
Seinfeld
you. It's Kwanzaa.
What was the Seinfeld one? It was like a Seinfeld episode. It was like a holiday they made up. Remember that one?
Oh, on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
On a Kwanzaa?
No. Phrenicagus or
yeah, they did
something
they
stupid.
Something
yeah.
Hilarious.
Well, anyway. The winter solstice is in 2 days, so it'll be the first official day of winter on the 22nd.
Oh, so happy winter as well.
Happy winter, happy everything, whatever you celebrate. Have a fabulous and safe holiday. And we will see you again soon.
After the new year.
And
right?
Thank you guys for coming.
You.
Thank you, ladies.
I wish you all a happy holiday and eat a lot, smoke a lot, whatever you do. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.